Glory to Jesus. Praise his mighty name. We serve a victorious Lord. Glorious risen Saviour. You don't have to just turn me down and take the ring off. That is off the PA system, not off me. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. What an exciting week we've had. An absolute week of whirlwind happenings, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The whirlwind's been a long time coming.
It has. Yeah. Wait for it.
But it has arrived. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Some of you are thinking, what are you on about? Well, I'll enlighten you. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This last Tuesday... This Tuesday just gone, I had a meeting with the Archdeacon of Doncaster. We lasted for 1.5 hours, and we shared our stories, we shared our faith, and we're moving into a new building. Hallelujah. Glory! On the pen, there's a couple of the 3 photographs under the folder church. Okay. Glory to Jesus. Praise his name. So, we had this meeting, and basically we have moving into a another church building in on the, officially it will be the 7th of September.
Amen.
But I want to try the building out.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go and try it. So on the 6th of July, have you got your diaries, your pens and everything? Come on. There will be a notice given out for next week, but I haven't had a chance to be able to do it for this week. Too busy, too many things been happening. Glory to Jesus. 7th of September, we're moving. On the 6th of July, and we're having a service there.
Amen.
Glory to God. We're just going to go in there and have a church service.
Yeah.
We have a pastor and his wife over from South Africa, who we are planning to go out and take some of the lads from the rehab centre to do some building work internally and prepare a place for some orphan children. And so he and his wife is over. Carpenter's Arms are coming up. Yeah. So we're just going to go in there and begin to praise the Lord and introduce ourselves to the building and take possession of the land. And little by little, we will possess the land. Now, some people have been with us over the years for a while and then have left us. They've got tired of waiting for the vision to come to pass. But it all has to come, as you say, in God's time. A few months ago, I looked in the mirror and realized that mute button's wonderful. And I looked in the mirror and I said, Lord, how long does the vision tarry? I said, see this? These are grey hairs. I said, I'm sorry, Ray, I know, but, you know, you're not having any of mine. If you've lost yours, I'm sorry, you're not going to have mine to lose, okay? No. So, I said to the Lord, how long? How long is this going to tarry? How long do we have to wait, or is this never going to be? Because I've been trying to sort of go back in time and sort of analyse when Grace and I were in Texas, and when we were told after a meeting that I'd ministered in, and the Holy Spirit just came in real power and a real presence of the Spirit, and the prophet came to me and said to Grace and I that there are two buildings. He described them, and he said to them, they're set on one side for you. Don't worry about the finances. So I've waited and waited, and I don't know if it's 20 years that I've waited. And people have come along and we've shared our vision of what God wants, what God intends to do, but it's all in His time.
Amen.
It's a bit like Moses. When Moses was called by God to deliver the children of Israel, he set about it and killed the Egyptian. And then ran scared after that for the next 40 years.
Yeah.
Ended up spending 40 years in the desert, and God got Egypt out of Moses and placed God Himself into Moses.
Amen.
I didn't fancy waiting 40 years. But 20 is long enough. A bit like Abraham, yeah. It will happen. You see, God is faithful to His Word.
Yes. Right.
The trouble is, we're brought up in a society where we've got microwaves.
Yep. Yeah.
We've got high-speed computers. And when it starts going slow, we complain and we moan. And, you know, we have instant coffee and instant tea and instant this. And we want instant God. You see, you and I are the ones who are stuck in time.
Yeah.
God's not. God's eternal. God's eternal. But it is about being faithful to Him, to His call, and to His Word.
Amen.
And then as you and I are faithful to God and to His call and to His Word, He will bring to pass His promises.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
I believe that. Well, I'm beginning to see that even more and more. Next one down. Oh no, that's for later. Next one down. Those three. That's the building. That's the building that we are moving into. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That will seat possibly 200 people. It may more. But that's a start. Amen. Glory to God. And then the next one, please, Rebecca. That's the other part of the side of it. Praise His wonderful name. And there's the door to go in. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the door.
Amen.
Come through me.
Yeah.
And as we're faithful to God, our visions, our desires and our goals are being fulfilled. And you might look and say, well, we're going to get lost in that place. No, we're not. God has gone before us and prepared the land.
Yes.
If He can, if God can turn up the building, He can bring in the congregation. He can bring in those who need Jesus Christ, who are going to turn to Jesus, and we're going to cause Doncaster, as a overall churches together, we're going to see Doncaster begin to see a revival. See, Doncaster has never seen a revival. There's never been a breakthrough in Doncaster. Oh, there's been some great ministers go through the place. But there's never been a mighty revival. And you see, it's not about a person that lives on this earth, but it's a person called Jesus Christ. And if you and I will constantly remember to give Him all the praise, to give Him all the glory, in everything that happens, in everything that goes on, then He will continue to keep doing what He does best. And that is blessings upon blessings and miracles upon miracles and healings upon healings. He will continue to do all those things. But at the same time, you and I have to continually keep saying, this is God. This is God. It's not Andrew. It's not Grace. It's not Ken. It's not Bill. It's nobody but God Himself.
Amen.
And if the moment that we start saying, we did this, we are in trouble. Okay? It's all about Jesus.
Yeah.
Everything we do, everything we are, it's all about Jesus. We live and breathe because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So on the 6th of July, we're going to have a service in that building. On the 5th of July, we're going to take some equipment in our PA system and we're going to set it up. So write that down in your diaries. Don't book the date. Be available. You know, there's no services going on in the place. We need to just get it ready a bit, you know, because we're going to have a gathering. Yeah. Glory to God. And then once we get moved in September, we're going to prepare the place, get set up, and then we're going to have a real celebration and give Him all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. The building's ours. It won't say on there anymore, All Saints. Well, we are All Saints. It will be Harvest Fields. Glory to Jesus. Praise His wonderful name. This week I've had a conversation with a Nepalese friend of mine, and he's asked if they can have a Saturday service in there. So I said, well, maybe, maybe not. Just teasing. And obviously, we want to have them also come together with us on a Sunday, because we want to move together in the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So now we're going to have our own building. We're going to have a Union Jack. We're going to have a Nepalese flag. Dilip has already got the flag for me. I said to him, I need a Nepalese flag. I want a Polish flag. I want a Romanian flag. I want a South African flag. I want an American flag. These are all the places that we have connections where we've worked. A Canadian flag. All right, you better get it. Glory to Jesus. We are to be the church of Jesus Christ that is worldwide. You see, we call this church fellowship Harvest Fields, not Field. I'm not working, I don't like just working in one field. We're going to have Harvest Fields. God wants to reach nations. God wants to reach nations with a message of grace. It's not law. It never worked. It never worked. You do this, or else, where is it? Oh, that'll do, Bill. That'll do. Just what I need. I'll bring the other one next time. It's bigger than this. Now you step out of line. Huh? Don't work. Man, how many times have you told Alicia not to do something? And what does she do? Does she go and do it? Went behind your back. You know, you can lay the law down. You can say, you'll have some of this. Doesn't work. Has to be from here. Yep. Amen. Has to be from here. Has to be from here. The grace and the mercy of God that ministers into our lives. Yep. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. So the stick don't work. You might have a mark from it, but it won't last. We need the mark of Christ on us. The mercy of God upon us. And when the mercy and the mark of Christ is upon us, it will last through into eternity forever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Praise His name. Hallelujah. So did you get that in your diaries?
Yes.
When are we going?
7th of September.
Right.
6th of July.
We're going to have a service there. What we're doing on the 6th of July, we're going to do like Joshua did. We're going to spy out the land.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We're going to spy out the land on the 6th of July. And on the 7th, of September. You better be all positive spies, because I'll be positively, I'll come and pray and lay hands on you if not. We're going to be positive spies. And we're going to move in, and we're going to claim, and we're going to bless that land. And then we're going to move in totally on the 7th of September. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Do you know, I haven't yet got excited about it, because I've been in a bit of a daze. I'm just beginning to get excited. Yeah, I haven't been excited. I've been like numb, stunned slug. You know, it's like, has that just happened? Did I just hear what he said? Because the bishop said to me, the archdeacon said to me, right, when do you want to move in? And I went, I don't know, because I said, you've got me now. I said, I didn't expect any of this to happen like this.
Why should we be surprised?
Well, but, you know, in one sense, we need to be surprised that we get excited about it.
Because, yeah, we do.
But as I said, this week, I've had a week of like, pinch me, just pinch me. Is it real or am I just dreaming? You know, I said to him, I said the other week, I dreamt all night. I said, I was working all night in the church. I put the speakers up, I put the PA system out, I put the carpets out, the hard chairs, I made some covers and cushions and slid them all on. I said, and I stood at the back, and looked and thought, wow, that's fantastic, could see me flags and everything. I thought, no, I've done it all. Next morning I woke up, I'm absolutely exhausted. I wanted to go to bed. Glory. Whew. The vision.
Amen.
The dream.
Yes. Wonderful.
Coming to pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is a God of visions and dreams, and He's faithful to His promise.
Yes.
And I say, you know, we've waited somewhere in the region of 20 years.
Yeah.
And here it is.
Amen.
Praise His wonderful name. You know what will happen next? Be very discerning.
Yeah.
We must, as a church, be very discerning. We don't want to lose the unity, the blessing,
Amen.
And the presence of God
yeah.
in the church.
Amen.
And that's not meaning that we're going to ostracize anybody, but that our focus is on Jesus.
Yes.
If we focus in on things, we'll miss it. We focus in on Jesus.
Amen.
That is, you know, we are here because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And our focus must be on Jesus Christ. He's the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes. It's all His word.
Like the other week when you came out for prayer, the presence of God came on you. I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that, because we have lived and breathed that for 25 to 30 years or more. And I don't, just because we get a building that we can do mostly what we want, everything we want to do, we must not lose the vision of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He must be the center of all things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have waited a long time. And you know.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
I want to dance on the chairs. Yes, amen. Yes, glory to God, you see. Hallelujah! Amen! Glory to Jesus. Praise His name. You know, we have to sometimes wait for God.
Yes.
We're not good at waiting, are we?
No.
I'm not.
You're
no, I'm not good at waiting, you know. I ride a motorcycle, so, you know, you don't wait on a motorcycle. You just go through the gaps, you know. Come out the other side, you see, and you've gone. And everybody else has sat there waiting. I don't do waiting. That's for you to do, not for me. Well, I had 20 years of it. Oh, Lord. Oh. Now, that really winds me up. Waiting at an airport. You know, how many times do you want to check me bags? Well, we're not better go down there, aren't we? Hallelujah. But sometimes we just have to wait and wait for God to do his wonderful work. And as he does his wonderful work, then we just follow. And we follow what he's going to do. Dilip said to me, "We'll do the garden for you." I thought, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what he's planning to do, but well, you know, let's just get moving together. Let's have a spirit of unity. You know, Psalm 133, where the brethren dwell together in unity. And you see, we've had unity for a long time. We've had people come in to try and drive a wedge in our unity. It hasn't succeeded. We've had people with their own agendas. I'll resist them like a British bulldog. Because all I want Jesus. If Jesus is not with us, it's not worth having a building. It's not worth having a building if Jesus isn't with us. If he's not tarrying with us, then we're just we can be anywhere and it'll be of no good. We need to have the presence of the Lord with us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise his wonderful name. You know, this is the work of God. It's not our work, it's his work. We're his servants.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to try my best to go back to the subject of worship and pick up where we left off last week. Praise his wonderful name. I'm not taking my watch off to check time and that, because it's... forgot my calendar. Praise his name. I think we were just finishing off last week where we talked about Bezalel. If you turn to Exodus 31, and really it commences from verse 2 through to verse 11. Well, I suppose we really should start at verse 1. Because this is the important bit. Now the Lord spoke to Moses.
Amen.
Whose voice do you want to hear when you're in desperate trouble?
Amen.
You need to hear God's.
Amen.
You and I need to have our ears tuned to the Spirit of God speaking to us. Amen?
Yeah.
Like the other week when Alicia came out for prayer, she didn't tell me what was wrong. Well, she said she said something about her face, which is glowing. But God told me something else. God moved.
Amen.
See, it's the Spirit of God moving. I'm not telling you what he told me. You see, God started a work and he's not finished it.
Amen.
He's going to complete it.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
That's what we hear. You see, this is what the church is about.
Amen.
The church is not about, and we're not having flashing lights and we're not having smoke machines in the church. And that's a fact.
Amen.
Oh, we're not painting the walls black. No way.
No.
The walls are white in the place. The glory of God can reflect off it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're not having smoke machines and flashing lights, I'll tell you that now, because it's not going to be a disco.
No.
It's a place where we come and the presence of God comes and we worship the living God.
Amen.
And when He turns up, it will have flashing lights and there will be smoke,
yeah,
but it won't be from the world system, it will be from the glory of God.
Amen.
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 So don't try and imitate what God wants to do, just let God do it.
Well, yes.
Hallelujah. Read Revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh. Glory to Jesus. Oh, yeah. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, we need to listen to God.
Amen.
God wants to speak to each and every one of us.
Amen.
He wants to speak.
Yeah.
And at the same time He's speaking, He wants you to listen and to be a then doer of the word.
Yeah.
It's no good God speaking to you and then you just saying, okay, bye. That's not what God wants to do. He wants to speak to you and then you have to begin to do what God told you to do.
Amen.
You have to be a doer of the word. Amen?
Yeah.
Are you understanding me okay? I know I may be speaking a bit fast today because I'm excited. If you don't understand anything, wave at me. Okay? Yes. Good to know what you're like. Hallelujah. We're going to be doers of the word.
Amen.
Not just hearers. We do the word.
Amen.
See, God birthed His word in you and me so that you and I are His hands, His feet, His mouthpiece.
Amen.
Jesus said, go out into all the world, making disciples of all men and women.
Yeah.
Lay hands on the sick.
Yeah.
Raise the dead.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Cast out demons.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord's been gracious and given me the opportunity to lay hands on two people who have been raised from the dead.
Amen.
We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
It's just beginning.
Amen.
It's just beginning. You can be involved in this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But the devil wants to stop you.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee in these next few weeks you will have some form of opposition, temptation that will seek to try and bring you down and destroy you.
Yeah.
We need to try and stay focused on God, on the living God. Hallelujah. So God spoke to Moses saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel.
Yeah.
Verse 3, I have filled him with the Spirit of God. Do you know something?
Woo, he filled me too.
That is only, in biblical terms, the only people that were filled with the Spirit of God was the high priest, was the prophet, And the king.
Yeah.
Ooh, glory to Jesus. You see, this might be written in the Old Testament,
yeah,
but it's about the new.
Yeah.
It's about today.
Praise God.
It's about this day. And so God says, I filled Bezalel,
yeah,
with my Spirit. Filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Filled with the Spirit. That's what God wants for His church. He don't want it filled with flashing lights and smoke machines and banging music. If God wanted to speak, He'd have to go in the power room and turn the power off and pull the fuses out.
Yeah.
Just so He could get to talk to people. God fills this man.
Wow.
You know, when you get filled with the Spirit of God, you can do things that you never thought you could do.
Amen.
You can do things that you never thought you could do when you are filled with the Spirit of God. Wow. Oh, I can't do that. Well, get filled with the Spirit. God will anoint you to do it. You see, I'm preaching what's in the book. I'm preaching what's in the Word of God. Hallelujah. He said, I've filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship.
Wow.
One man.
Woo!
And God pours into this one man all the skills, all the knowledge.
Wow.
I'm guessing this guy never didn't know most of these things. I'm guessing that one morning he woke up and it's like, well, what happened to me? Do you know why? Because I believe that this man was honoring and faithful to God. He was open to God. You see, it's not about, it isn't about your education. It's not about your education, what school or university you went to. It's about relationship with Jesus Christ and with God our Father. Because he said, no matter what happens, I can take you before prime ministers, I can take you before kings. Yes. And he said, I will put my word in your mouth.
Amen.
So don't be afraid what to say.
No.
I'll give you the words.
Yeah.
Whew, glory to God.
Jesus.
So it's not a one-off. It's not just one of those things, oh, maybe it might happen. He did it.
Yeah.
He did it. Thank God he did it before the Ten Commandments came into play.
Amen.
See, the Ten Commandments hadn't happened yet.
No, they're restricted.
You know, God had brought this into this man and began to fill his life and bless him.
Yeah.
Said, you know, verse 4, it says, you're going to be able to work in gold and silver and bronze. What a talent. And then he tells him he's going to be able to do stone cutting.
Yeah.
Gems.
Yeah.
Carving of wood. Fine craftsmanship. He will create the furniture from the plan that God has given him. In fact, there is an image there on that pen. You've seen it, have you? Good girl. Can you just pop that one up? This is the sort of thing that God had caused him to create in the tabernacle. Well, that's the sort of an image of the tabernacle that somebody designed and that. But there's some furniture going again. That's the one. Wow. Imagine manufacturing that, making that. The Ark of the Covenant, where the glory and the power of God would reside in Old Testament times. But today, do you see how beautiful that is? Do you see how beautiful that is? The fantastic craftsmanship that would have gone into manufacturing that to make it. Bear in mind, they didn't have all the equipment that we have today. Computers to design it, you know, and this, and laser cutting, and all these type of things. It was the hands that were led by the Spirit of God. And if we will offer our hands, if we will offer our bodies to the service of God, God will create something beautiful out of what we touch. Right? You look at that and you think, that is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have a look at the person next to you.
Wow.
Just look at the person next to you. You might think that's beautiful, but God created you. God created you. God created you. How beautiful are you in the eyes of God? Hmm? Just look at somebody and say, you're beautiful. You're beautiful in the eyes of God. You're beautiful in the eyes of God. Amen? Say it. There is power in our words. And we create life and we create what God has promised.
Amen.
Praise His wonderful name. Edwin, you're beautiful in the eyes of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it goes on how he had the ability to make and to design all these things. He didn't make them on his own. He then gave these skills and he ministered to people. How would he do it? He would have to impart the wisdom of God into his fellow brother.
Amen.
You know, it says in Timothy not to lay hands on someone suddenly, because it's talking about the impartation of the Spirit. And this man, Bezalel, had to impart wisdom, knowledge, abilities, and craftsmanship. Oh, you can't do that. Well, I bet it's in the Bible. You have to go through an apprenticeship. It's in the Bible. We don't see these things. We just read them, don't we? We don't necessarily think about these things. But, you know, as I've read these things, God sort of started to open these things up and say, look, you know, he's just gone along and laid hands and said, brother, in the name of our God, in the name of Jehovah, you will work in gold and create the things of beauty for the tabernacle.
Amen.
And later, and suddenly the guy goes, yeah, sure, Jesus, I can feel it all over me.
Amen.
And he begins to work. You see, Bezalel, the meaning of his name means to tingle or to vibrate.
Yeah.
And when you are touched by the power of the Holy Spirit, there are times when you tingle. Is that not true, Mum?
Yes.
Huh? Mm. I mean, I feel it now.
Amen.
I've got a tingling.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Would you like some in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Just fill her. Fill, oh God, by the power of your Spirit. Strengthen the faith. Give wisdom and knowledge in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Just filled with the Spirit of God. The Bible says that then when you're filled with the Spirit, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me in my spirit. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me in my spirit. Glory to God. Praise His wonderful name. I'm not sure how far we're going to get with this. I'm having a great time. I don't know about anybody else, but that's right. Yeah, you see, Moses imparted to his elders to do the work. Yeah. Jesus sent out 70 disciples to do the work. Hallelujah. Peter is a fisherman. Not too smart. Probably missed school a few times, preferred to go fishing. Probably got detention a few times and probably got leathered a few times for missing school. But it's like, I want to be a fisherman. That's all I want to do. I don't need to go to school to be a fisherman. I need to learn off the fisherman. We don't necessarily need to go to school. Well, just don't start telling your children you don't have to go to school, okay? They do need to go to school. But what I'm saying is, you know, we don't learn with our head. We learn by the Spirit from the things of God. Glory to Jesus. We do need to attend school. Because I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ and the congregation of Jesus Christ should be the best.
Amen.
He is the best.
Yes.
And you are the best.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're the gold medal people.
Yeah.
I'll say it again just in case you didn't hear that. I said you're the gold medal people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Excellent.
You have a spirit of excellence upon you.
Amen.
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 See, Alicia's going to get a better job. Never mind looking like that. You begin to thank God for a better job.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
The one you've got's rubbish. True? Yeah, that's it. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to bring me a better job.
Amen.
Job with more money, Lord. And job with time that I can work for you in your kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. Now you just keep praying that. And then keep saying, thank you, Lord, that job, you've brought it to me.
Yeah.
By faith. By faith. And you will receive it.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
God's got it.
See, God's already got it prepared for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
praise His name. Where do we get to? Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm no good with notes. You know what I'm like.
Bezaleel tingling.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is upon him. This is in the grace of God.
Amen.
This is under the mercy of God. This is pre-judgment days. Hallelujah. Bezaleel is mentioned, I think last week he's mentioned 74 times in the Old Testament. Seven is the number of perfection. Four is the number of God and man. God and man together. Seven, God's perfection. So Bezaleel was mentioned 74 times, and it's a representation of the perfection of God in man.
Amen.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The perfection of God in man. And this man directs the ministry to manufacture the furniture in the tabernacle. Furniture. Things that are going to be used in the holy place.
Amen.
Things that are being used in the very presence of God. Wow. You know what that tells me? You and I are part of the furniture. You and I are part of the things to be used in the presence of God. God wants to use you. And I know some of you are getting thoughts saying, well, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I could never do that. I serve a God of miracles.
Amen.
It's in this book.
Yeah.
And God is not a man to lie.
No.
What he says, he will do. Amen. So I serve a God that keeps His promises. Showed you three photographs today of a promise that God gave me 20 years ago. God keeps His promises. No matter how hard it seems for my mind, we've looked for buildings. We've looked all over Doncaster. Never found anything. Never found the right place. Vision is for the appointed time.
Amen.
Though it tarry, wait. Oh, it will surely come. But boy, 20 years seems a long wait. But to God, it's a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. See, God wants to take each and every one of us and use us for His glory.
Yeah.
That His glory might flow through you and through me. Yeah. That there will be a quickening power.
Yeah.
See, the disciples went out. When Jesus sent out the 70, they came back rejoicing. They were hyper. Jesus, let me get to Jesus. I've got to tell Him what happened.
Yeah.
Down in Capernaum. I've got to tell Him what happened. They were so excited. Even the demons.
Yeah.
People's eyes were open. Deaf ears were unstopped. Things were happening. Jesus, you should have been there. What a stupid statement. He was
there, yeah.
His spirit was there. How else do you think it happened? He would say. How else did you think you did this? Oh yeah, right. Didn't realize, you know. Jesus was already there. He'd sent His spirit before them. Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday,
yes,
today,
amen,
and forever.
Yeah.
I am not going to change.
Amen.
Come on! We have a God who is not changing.
Amen?
Amen. So it means you and me have to change.
Amen.
Hallelujah! To become more like Him.
Yes.
To do the work of the things of God. To do the work of the kingdom. Yes. Hallelujah. And as we do that, we will see, I tell you, you'll see buildings filled with the power of God. You'll see lives changed by the power of God.
Yes.
You'll see souls saved. You'll see healings. We'll go and empty some hospital wards if they want in the mighty name of Jesus. And when they say, how did you do it? We'll just say, well, we know Jesus. It's Jesus did it. All we did was bring Jesus into the place. And when you bring Jesus into the place, things change. When you start to worship the living God, things will change. And I mean worship Him. I don't mean just sing a song and say, oh, wasn't that nice. I mean worship Him. When we fall on our knees and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when we give Him praise, when we give Him the glory, we will see the things of God changing lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're on a journey.
Yeah.
We're on a journey.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you want to join us, you're welcome. As long as you join us with Jesus.
Amen.
But we're on a journey.
Amen.
Where are we going? We're going into the presence of the living God. That's where the journey should take us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There is no other destination to go. I don't care whether you've got a passport and you say, I'm going to Nepal. That's not the journey that we're on. You know, I'm going to the USA in next week. That's not the journey that I'm really on. That's just a side thing. The journey I'm really on is the journey into the presence of the living God.
Amen.
Because in the presence of the living God, that's when things begin to happen. Really happen. You see, God can move the hearts of men and women to do things that is totally out of context with them. You think, wow, what happened then? That's not like them. They wouldn't do that. You see, in the vision that we've had, God has had to place men into our lives and into our pathway to bring to pass the vision. God has to move people. Either move them out of the way or move them into position. How long have you been living in England? How long have you been living in Doncaster?
Four
years. See, God's begun to manoeuvre people into places and get them ready. It's not about just moving there, but it's about, are you ready? Are you ready to meet me? Some people think I'm a bit crazy. I'm crazy about Jesus. I am. I'm a nutcase for Jesus. I'm radical for Jesus. God said to me, be radical. God said, confront the establishment. Don't be like them, challenge them. He said, Andrew, you're a wrecking ball. You know what a wrecking ball is? You know, you get these big cranes and they have these big steel balls on them and they go, and they spin this thing around. And what happens when it hits a brick wall?
Goes down.
The wall goes down. I'm a wrecking ball.
Amen.
Do you know, people don't like wrecking balls very often. Yeah, God made me a promise, or told me, well, he told me, he said, you're a troubleshooter. Yeah, he told me, I have a poker, I'll stir things up. You know when you've got the fire and the embers are dying down? You get the poker, don't you? What happens then when you start poking the fire? Flares into life, sparks are shooting all over the place, and it poof, bursts back into life. I'm a poker. Glory to Jesus. God said you're going to be involved in reforming things. I want to believe that we can change the destiny of this area of Doncaster, because God wants to change the destiny of Doncaster. The destiny of Doncaster, if it doesn't have Jesus in it, is hellbound. But when we place Jesus Christ right in the center of our city, we're heavenbound. It will change our area for Jesus. It will become an area where the presence of God can be seen, where people come because there are signs, wonders and miracles, and it's not happening through me, but it's happening through you. Because you are flowing in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, just like Bezalel was doing. He imparted his wisdom. He imparted the gift to the people. Glory to God. God wants still to impart to you and me his gift, his anointing, his spirit. Because you, together, will change the face of where you live, the face of Doncaster, when we continue to come together and press through and worship the living God.
Amen.
And when we do that, signs, wonders, and miracles. Some folk try and tell me miracles are finished. No way. I still see them. I've seen one this week. Healings. I see them every week. Hallelujah. Wonders. I wonder sometimes why I'm still here. But God has a plan.
Amen.
God has not finished with me yet.
Amen.
Has he finished with you?
No.
Have you yet done what God has called you to do?
No.
Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Exciting things for us as we move further on this journey in the presence of God.
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Psalm. How long have I been preaching? Maybe out there's just 50. Oh, really? 55 minutes? You're joking. Have you got a faster stopwatch than me? We'll continue next. No, I'm going to say we'll continue next week with the journey. I'll have to do it over Skype if that's the case. Yeah, well, yeah, I can do that. Glory be God. The Lord bless you. I trust you've been encouraged.
Yes.
Don't give up.
No.
Don't give up. Because God's not.
No.
Don't give up. God is moving things forward.
Yes.
Little by little.
Yeah.
God is moving things forward.
Yes.
Praise his wonderful name.
Jesus.
The Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. The best definitely is to come. We're just, you know, we're moving out of the wilderness and we're moving into the promised land. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the promised land?
Yeah.
I've just asked Andrew for a minute because part of this excitement, if you like, and you know I don't get very excited. You know I'm not an excitable person. And so I don't even get excited about that. I watch it, but you'll not see me jumping up and down. And 2003, if for those of you that were here then, we went to Bawdry Hall and a number of us were raised up as elders, deacons, leaders and various other positions. And part of the prophecy over me at that time was that I'd see many of the students that I taught come to know the Lord. And I've seen two or three, but I'm not teaching anymore. So how's that prophecy going to come to pass? I can see it now. This church is in intake. The students that I taught were from intake. It didn't say that the students were going to get saved when they were 15 years old. So we've got plenty to believe God for. Not only has he promised us a building, but he's promised us people.
Yeah. Amen.
And as we've been praying, for those of us that have been praying on the Tuesday night, and continue to pray, that God will increase the fellowship, not only in bodies, but in spirit.
Amen.
If we're not increased in God, we're not increased at all.
No, we're
after the quality. The quality of the fellowship. And then God will build his kingdom.
Yes.
We have to play our part. But God is the builder. I nearly said God is the goal, but I suppose
Amen.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not about just about numbers.
No.
Yeah, it's not about numbers. It is about the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the disciples were gathered together in the upper room.
Yeah.
And as they were gathered together in the upper room in prayer, that's the powerhouse.
Yes.
Prayer is the powerhouse.
Yes.
And as they were gathered together, then the presence and the power of God came into their lives.
Yeah.
And they were filled with the Spirit of God. We're looking for those people. God is looking for those people who want to be filled
Amen.
With his Spirit.
Amen.
Because those people are going to take the Word of God and see souls saved.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know, maybe we could raise up groups all over the place and just see the work, see the Word being sent out.
Amen.
I have come, Jesus said, that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. Glory to God.